Part 1. When I hear him play Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, something good dies in me. I stare at my blood-stained hands, and then at the devil who's playing Tata's piano. And as the cuckoo clock announces another hour, I vow to myself that one day I will kill the monster. Vanda Odvaga. 1. Vanda. 1st of April, 1944. Warsaw, Poland. I move along with crowds of people and a swirl of pigeons. One word sounds out over and over. Wapanka! Roundup. Unable to think straight, I rush down a cobbled street towards the ruins of Royal Castle. Overhead, the giant clouds curse me with continuous drizzling rain, but I'm more determined than ever to escape all this madness. Jostled by people with unfamiliar faces, I just want to reach Castle Square and disappear into one of its alleys, but the German tarpaulin-covered lorries are already upon us. Halted by a swarm of armed soldiers, women cry and men curse. The body of a man killed mid-run lies on the pavement in a puddle of blood. I can't help but think how easily life can be taken away in a few seconds. Maybe right now someone is waiting, worried sick about him, the same way I have been worrying about my brother. I step backward and shrink behind a tall, older man in a felt hat and raven overcoat. When I'm able to steady my breathing, I clutch to my chest a small package wrapped in brown paper, Bulletin Informatione, a forbidden journal with anti-Nazi propaganda. The last thing I need is to be classified as a political prisoner, and I will be if they find it on me. I want to dump it into a pile of rubbish behind me, but I can't get rid of it. I must see it delivered. So I helplessly search for a cellar window I could escape through. It's how Mateusz once fled from another roundup. Then I feel a gentle pull on the back of my coat.